Regular visitors to the Isle of Kevin will remember the effort I put in to rid the place of the dreaded, the dreadful, wide-bottomed rambler. Well, would you believe it? They're back. I flew over on a training flight to test out my new flying helmet. It's a bit like a miner's hat with twin headlamps and a rotor blade. Quite good for hovering in the dark, I find. Not that I ever do, of course. Anyway, I wazzed over the Solent, savouring the sight of billions of pounds worth of yachts with about a square yard of space each, but was stunned upon my return by the sight of a long line of the wide-bottomed Rambler, head down, covered head to foot in branded kite material. All my efforts to rid the island of this pestilence in tatters. I recall spending, 10s of pounds eradicating this menace. The measures I introduced included imposing a 50p toll at all footpath stiles, digging moats around said stiles and filling them with my muddy water cowpat mix, releasing my many dogs onto coastpath areas to round them up and herd them towards the cliff edge, converting an old ferry into a prison ship for ramblers who attempted to get across in disguise, recycling landmines and planting them around the coast, encircling the island with barbed wire, and breeding a new range of killer cows who were trained to attack at the sight of a large expanse of khaki. And for what? It was all in vain. I am now going to have to take immediate action to lay traps, poison the cream trees, or even the cream teas, booby-trap their hip flasks, anything. Anyway, I'll keep you posted. Have no fear.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, has a limited number of advertising spots available. Give your business the boost it needs and reach across the island. Email our team today, marketing@vectisradio.fm.
My old friend Theresa May cracked an egg on a junior minister's head and suddenly ejaculated, "I wonder what sort of state the legal profession is in," she said. I replied unhelpfully that solicitors and barristers were probably very wealthy and very tired after all the work they had to do to keep Tony Blair afloat back in the day, and of course all the work they're doing on Brexit. She gave me a wry smile. I think she had a slice of rye bread stuck in her teeth and told me to find out. So there I was on another mission, observing the morning ritual at the home of Mr. Albert Scoggins, of that well-known firm of solicitors, Sue, Grabbit, and Run. He was carefully reading the bran flakes packet and advising his wife on the health and safety implications of standing on the stool to reach the pickle jar. Don't ask me why. 20 minutes later, Albert was at his desk, trying to pacify a very anxious couple who were trying to sell their house. The buyer wanted to knock the price down because the roof was made of environment-unfriendly Mexican tiles, not proper Welsh slate. Albert chewed his quill thoughtfully and agreed he would negotiate a compromise. They would re-roof the property at a cost of £15,000, and he would increase his fees by £1,000 to cover the extra work, plus postage stamps, wear and tear of his dictating machine, suit, trouser, allowance, etc., etc., etc. His client left, relieved that their trauma had been so efficiently sorted. There's more of this to come. You'll be relieved to know, but I won't be charging you a fee.
We are your Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
And finally for this week, here are a few free tips for parents needing to keep their little kiddywinks happy when school holidays start again, as they surely will. First, pay the little darlings to stay indoors. Give them useful jobs to do, such as helping old people across the road, whether they want to go there or not. Hang them on the washing line. Buy them an even bigger TV for their room, but only if they promise to watch it 20 hours a day. Put Velcro patches on the back of their clothes, so you can easily stick them onto display boards at shopping centres for a couple of hours. Promise them a trip to a Punch and Judy show. That should ensure they prefer to stay quietly indoors for at least a day. Try the old hide-and-seek routine, where they run and hide, and you promise to count to 10, whereas in fact you're attempting to count to 3 million. Anyway, I'm sure you've got some good ideas of your own, so please do let me know. And if you have got any magic solutions, however extreme they are, get in touch, won't you? That's all for this week. Thanks for listening.